Blades hockey with one of the, I guess, grizzled old veterans on the team. Joey Bunton has been playing hockey here in Owatonna for a few winters and I guess, 4 years of junior hockey. Joey, how would you kind of sum up the overall experience? That's a lot of time playing junior hockey, going to all sorts of rinks all over the place.
Started off, a little slow. I didn't have the greatest time my first year, but then when I came here, it's been a blast, and there's a reason I've come back the last 3 years, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world, so...
What was it about the second year that kind of changed things for you then after maybe a tough first year to inspire the idea of continuing on with junior hockey? What was different here or different in general?
I think it was just coming to a new place. I was close to home the last time, and it was nice to finally get away and see a new place and experience it for the first time and just get away from home and be out on my own for once and... be on a new team, new guys I've never known, and stuff like that. It was awesome, yeah.
Okay. As far as now being a veteran on the team and there's young guys on the team, what are some messages you may have for some of those guys that are new to junior hockey and maybe a little uncomfortable if they're a long way from home?
Yeah, there's definitely an adjustment period. It was hard at first being away from my family and my dogs mainly. You just got to keep going and get through it. The first few weeks are tough, but then after that becomes a second home to you. So,
and when you look at the junior hockey in general, getting up to the speed of it, what does it take? What have you learned about the game? What have you learned about yourself as a player over these years?
I learned that I'm not really a skill guy. I learned that I'm more of a grinder.
And okay.
You got to find. I think most people will find what kind of player they are throughout their junior career. So.
And what does it say about players filling roles on a team? Because there are roles to fill for grinders and other sorts of scenarios. What does that say about the maturity you have to have to know what your role is and fill it?
I think it's tough at first coming to the realization that you're a role kind of guy. But then once you get used to it, you start to love it, and it becomes all you want to do. And you're not really worried about what other people think of what kind of position player you are.
What kind of a team, when you look at the overall team this season for the Blades, what kind of team do we have here?
I think it's unreal. It's a pretty fresh team compared to the last few years. Mostly new guys. I think we have 5 returners. And, I don't have a complaint about a single guy in the locker room right now. And I'm really excited. I think we got a lot of skill. So,
the young guys that are newer to junior hockey, do you see them getting up to speed here quick enough through the first few weeks?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely that adjustment period. But they're catching on quick, and I think we're going to be pretty good coming up here soon. So,
the team has a little bit more of an international feel than some other years. So many different countries are represented on the team. What is that like?
It can be hectic in the locker room here in 4 different languages going off at once, but it's pretty cool to just talk to the other guys and learn about how life is for them back wherever they're from. And it's just cool being able to know people from all over the world.
And for them to understand what's being communicated by the coaches or by teammates, has that been pretty smooth?
Yes, pretty well. We have, for Arturis, he doesn't really speak much English, but we got Andre, and he'll translate for him. So, otherwise, all the other guys are pretty good at speaking English, so it's been fine.
So you've gotten to know players in the league and teams. Are there some? What do you look at as the top rivalries for the Blades? Is there a team each year that is kind of the top rival?
I'd say the Blue Ox are probably definitely our biggest rival, but I think every team, every game we go into is a rivalry, and I like to look at it that way and not take any team lightly.
What can you say about the experience of being in Hockey Day, Minnesota last winter?
Yeah, that was unreal. That was definitely one of the coolest things I've ever done, and I would do that again. I wish I could play every game out there. That was awesome.
And Joey, being in town so many years, what kind of relationships are you developing here in Owatonna? And I know you do some work for Steele County Times, go out there, take some pictures. What kind of things are you doing to be part of the community?
Like you said, with the paper, I do photography for the paper, so I've been doing that for the past 2.5 years, I think, and I love doing that. And then we do a lot of the volunteer work. I went out to the school last Monday, and it was a blast. I actually had a lot of fun, and the kids were enjoying it, and we played some soccer and all that, and it was a good time.
Okay. Yeah. Have you done some stuff with youth hockey programs? Do the Blades do that work with some of the youth hockey kids?
Yeah, we worked with, over the summer, I worked with the OYHA and a few other things throughout the summer. We skated with the younger kids, we helped them out, and then at the start of the season we did the little wild practices, and I think we're going to pick back up with the younger kids again in November.
The photography, is that a passion of yours, something that you had going into it, or where did that come from?
Yeah, I think I've been split for a while about between video and photography, but I'm starting to lean more towards photography. It's what I want to do when I'm done with hockey, and hopefully travel the world and do it. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess fortunate you got another full season in front of you here, but maybe unfortunate this is the final year for junior hockey. What do you think you're going to do when you turn the page?
Hopefully play at school somewhere. I'm not 100% sure where yet. Hopefully figure that out here soon, because I got to start applying. But hopefully major in either cinematography or something with photography. So.
And then you are out of Danville, Illinois. Yes. So what's the word about your hometown? What do you miss when you are out here each winter?
I mean, Owatonna is basically the same town, like same size. It's pretty cool to be here, and it has a familiar feel. And when I'm gone, I definitely miss my dog, and obviously my family too. But they'll like to hear that. But and then up here, I love the winters. It can be a little too much sometimes, but I like the experience. It's fun.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a St. Bernard Boxer.
Ooh.
He's a big boy.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty cool. You FaceTime with him a little bit too, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And the family.
Yes.
Hey, Joey, fun talking with you. Have a great season, and we'll look for your pictures in the paper. Your pictures of you or pictures taken by you in the paper.
Yep. Thanks, Roy.